President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela appears to love grandiose plans. One is an ambitious and possibly foolhardy idea, building a city from scratch. But awash in oil money, the government has carved out a mountaintop and is constructing a city for 100,000 people. NPR's Juan Forero visited the construction site outside Caracas.
Caminos de los Indios is, by air, only minutes from the pollution and traffic of Caracas. Here, as a brisk wind blows on a verdant mountaintop, it seems like another world. The towering Avila Mountain, a national park, lies just to the east. To the north, through the fog, is the Caribbean. And all around is a carpet of green. A forest filled with frogs and crickets, parakeets and monkeys. These days, it's also filled with earth movers and cement trucks. And workers in hard hats, whistling as they lay down a foundation. Government officials say the idea for the project came to Chavez as he flew over the site in a helicopter. Housing Minister Ramon Carrizales is in charge of turning a dream into a reality.
I think that with the president's intuition, the president is a man of great intuition, he perceived that you could develop something there, so we started in November 2006.
The development is consistent with Venezuela's new socialist direction, one enshrined in a new constitution the government is proposing. Carrizales says the idea is to alleviate overcrowding and build a self-sustaining city with farms, factories, and parks.
Desarrollando ese concepto.
Developing that concept, we're going towards the construction of new cities. We're starting with this city, which the president is calling Caribbean.
Dr. Gustavo Izaguirre isn't so eager. He lives a few miles away in a community of affluent professionals who escaped the chaos of Caracas. On a recent day, he pointed at Caribbean and he groused. He and others have been told their homes will be expropriated so Caribbean can expand.
15 kilometers from here, over there, they are working. They are destroying all the hill.
The people who would live in Caribbean are also a bit wary. The government is planning to relocate residents who now live in a mudslide-prone barrio called Federico Quiroz, which would be razed. On a recent visit, a powerful rainstorm drenched the barrio, where homes cling precariously to steep hillsides. Despite the danger of mudslides, Alirio Becerra doesn't want to leave.
I don't agree with it, and many people here don't agree. No one. This is a good neighborhood, and we're used to it. We've been here for 40 years.
Clemente Delgado, though, is worried enough that he's ready to move his family.
If they offer it to me, I'll accept.
Officials see Caribbean as a way of helping the most vulnerable. However, critics compare Venezuela's city-building plans with that of the old Soviet Union. Maria Josefina Weitz is an urban planner.
The majority of socialist cities that were built in socialist countries failed. When you create something by ideological decree, it doesn't respond to the real needs of people. Cities have their own origin, develop on their own, and have their own dynamic.
Getting to Caribbean is not easy. It's a bone-crushing trip in an aging Jeep on rocky, unpaved roads. Alfredo Tirado is one of the engineers contracted to build Caribbean, and his project is a four-story apartment house to be completed later this year. When he looks around, he sees it all coming together into a vibrant community.
La ciudad va a tener todos los servicios acá arriba, ¿no?
The city will have all the services, supermarkets, pharmacies, shopping malls, places to park, all the services a small city can have.
If built, it will also complete the president's socialist dream. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Camino de los Indios, Venezuela.